Welcome to this another class. I'm going to start lying down today. So take some moments if you're not in the not already down on the ground to bring yourself to lying down in Shavasana if you can. Legs and arms on the ground and making a bit of a V shape with those legs, a little bit of a V. Arms that are out to the sides. Letting your body rest down onto the mat and having a comfortable mat that supports your practice. So if your spine or your back feels a little uncomfortable with the mat that you have, make sure you change your equipment so you feel comfortable. Clothing should be loose and free as well. Getting the best conditions for practicing. If you're not comfortable in Shavasana, then choosing a different position to begin your practice today. Firstly, we'll bring our attention to our senses. Generally, closing the eyes helps to bring a little bit more awareness inside the body. So if you feel to, close the eyes, but open your attention. Your attention tuning into my voice, tuning into other sounds, feeling the body pulsing, feeling the life in your body. Or maybe you're more in your mind and you're sort of catching the words occasionally. So if you can, bring your attention deliberately to showing up on the mat. Moment to moment, perceiving, opening, listening to the sensations that come through the sense doors, the body sensations of pressure and gravity, warmth and coolness, pressure in the body. The flow of sensations. Bring your attention to where the hands happen to be right now. Where your hands are. And would you lift the hands up towards the sky, float them up. Take the arms straight up above you, straight up. So lying on the ground and arms perpendicular to the ground, arms straight up towards the ceiling, hands up there. And start to roll the wrists a little bit around, circulate the wrists. Move the fingers as well, have a little bit of a scrunch or close and open. Wriggle each finger, including the thumbs, circulating wrists, moving fingers. And if you feel to, bend the elbows as well and move the arms. Move as much of the arms as feels right, either staying in generally the same space, or you might explore crossing the arms over or taking the arms a bit out to the sides or circulating the arms. But moving wrists and fingers and deliberately moving and bringing some awareness to choosing moving, choosing where you present your body and feeling the feedback from that choice. So only moving what's comfortable, leaving out that what's irritating. Including the sensations of your breathing, the muscular movement. Bring the hands together and interlace the fingers. Bring the hands together, interlace the fingers. Have the palms of your hands facing down towards your face there. And then we'll start to, if you can, keep the arms straight for this exercise, so not bending the elbows ideally, but keeping the arms straight. But have the fingers interlaced and palms not together, so palms separate, palms facing down towards your face. And sway the arms, let's say over to that right side. Tip both arms over to the right. You'll feel the sensations of that left shoulder and the right wrist and sensations in the arms. Let your head roll over to the right as well. And not too fast, so it doesn't have to be too strong. So into some tension in that left shoulder blade. Flow slowly back through the middle space and over to the left side and let what bends, bend. If you can keep those arms straight, keep them, but get a stretch through wrists and shoulders. Explore slow movement from side to side, emphasizing slow to slow life down, to be present, and it's easier to feel your body through the process of slowing down. So moving consciously, ideally stopping at the sides occasionally, and consciously breathing as best as you can. Or if you can, doing a bit more of a circle with those arms, taking the arms up a little bit further around and then down the sides, sort of having a little bit of a free movement around your body if you can, side to side, so across the ceiling and down to the sides, or a bit more of an orbit circle, and noticing what feels right for you and your body. And then eventually change moving those arms. Move the hands now down underneath your head. So lift the head up so you can rest the head on those hands. And bring the, hands behind the head, head on the ground. And bring both feet up onto the mat. So come to semi-supine. Bend the knees if the feet aren't in semi-supine already. Feet flat, hands behind the head. And we'll deliberately breathe and we'll lift the head up and bend one knee up towards your head. As the head lifts up, just choose one knee to move up and lift the knee and the foot up. Doesn't have to touch or anything, just flowing in, letting things come back down. Letting the head come down and the knee and foot back down to semi-supine. And change over or alternate, lifting the head and one knee, keeping one foot on the ground and bending the other knee up as the head rolls up. Tune in and explore the action. Feel what's curling, what's moving. Again, inside yourself, playing with being aware of moving deliberately. As the knee comes up, you could try bringing that opposite elbow a little bit more across to it. So if it feels right, doing a bit more of a twist. So when that right knee happens to be coming up, try bringing that left elbow a little bit more in the direction of that right knee. And then back down, of course, and alternating. Generally, we'll breathe out when we compress, when we're in a smaller, tighter space. So if that feels right, exhaling up, inhaling down. You can do the same exercise from legs long if you prefer. If you want to make it stronger, slide the legs long. You might want to go faster or slower. I'll always recommend slowing down generally. But sometimes it's far more appropriate to go quicker. So you choose your practice. And of course, stopping when you want to stop. Exhaling and breathing, using your breath, feeling those muscles, feeling the weight of your body, how much energy you've got for today's practice. Moving in a way that feels safe and reassuring, knowing that you're strengthening, using your body to improve the functioning, feel better through the practice of yoga generally. That's why we practice. Things open up, breath opens up, body opens up, improves the functioning of your organs, balances out blood pressure when you practice regularly. Try and make the practice feel good, even though practice should be challenging as well to feel good. Now, next time you come down, when you're meeting the mat, when the body comes down, feet come down, slide those arms out. Take the arms out to the side somewhere. Just arms out to the sides or down near the arms can be down near the hips even, but just arms on the ground, somewhere that feels right for you. And when you're here, can drop into your breathing. Listen to the sounds. Take some moments to feel the life in your body. And then leave that left foot left knee. Leave the left foot on the ground, just leaving it there. Shift some attention to that right foot, right knee. And very slowly or appropriately, lift that right foot, right knee up and straighten the right leg up towards the sky. Without holding the leg, let it just go up there until you find a place that you're content enough just to leave the leg there. Mindful of your body, so feeling perhaps both legs or the pelvis or the weight falling through your back, sensations in that right leg as it goes up there. So leave it there if you can. Circulate the ankle, the right ankle, have a little bit of a turn. Open to the moment, right leg up and feeling the life force change moment to moment. And then bringing the hands onto that right leg. So I'm lifting the right arm or the arms up and catching hold of that right leg. And would you pull the right leg into a little bit closer? So manifest some more tension, please. Bring the right leg and hold it in place. Hold it there, but push the leg a little into the hand so you've got some resistance. Those of you that can lift your head up as you hold that right leg. So the main ingredient is holding that right leg and pushing the leg away and holding. And the option is lifting the head up as well if you feel to. So seeing if that's the right option for you. And we'll stay here. So holding the leg, simultaneously pulling that right leg in, but sort of pushing the leg into the hands, getting some resistance. Anytime, any moment that you want to bend the knee, you can bend the knee. But if you can stay longer up, stay longer. You're not forcing it 100%, so you can sit back sort of 80% or somewhere. That's quite fine to try a little bit of duration inside the stretch. Now, would you be present to the moment you decide to let go of that leg with the hand? So let go and keep that right leg up there for a little longer, but the arms come onto the ground. Any relief in your body, and then slowly bend that right knee. Be aware of what you're doing and slowly, if you can, deliberately lower the right foot down, coming closer to the ground and eventually touching. So slow down, lowering the leg till the body lets go when you're no longer in the air with that right leg, right foot touches. And again, observing, taking some moments to feel and breathe. Anything coming up in your attention, in your mind, or how you feel and how you breathe, and body sensations, open, like the sky, just seeing what passes through. If you can breathe in a little bit more down into the belly, let the belly rise up now. And breathing out, letting the body do the out-breath, but not forcing the out-breath in any way. Breathing in, a little bit more intention in breathing in, expanding the belly. Breathing out, softening. Seeing if you can feel the belly as you breathe out as well. So mindful of the belly and belly breathing. Even bringing the hands onto the belly. It's a lot easier to feel the belly when the hands are on the belly. Or is it? Try things out, find out for yourself. Now if you can't belly breathe, just focus on where you can feel your breathing. Not a problem. Don't make it a problem. Just feeling your breath as best as you can right now. The in-breath, the little pause that there is. The out-breath, and when you breathe out, then again there's another pause. Take over the in-breath and expand the belly if you can. Now let's shift. When you breathe out the next time, let go of your breathing and feel where that left foot is and And we'll do the left leg now. So bring that left leg up towards the sky. Semi-straightening, straightening that left leg. The right foot can stay in semi-supine. Or you might even want to slide that right leg long, I don't know. And first we'll just circle the ankle around. And some of you might have already caught hold of that left leg, but you don't need to straight away. You might just leave it up there. Let your body get used to having the angles and the pressures that are involved of having that left leg up, circling the left ankle, if you can circle that left ankle. Now we just take things for granted, really, in our body. How we can do things, even just lifting the left leg up, we just assume we can do it. And if you can't today, just you might even imagine it or do it as best as you can. And then bringing both hands to hold on to that left leg. Both hands meeting the left leg and pulling the leg in. Pulling the leg in and finding a place to stop. And I really like you to push the leg into the hand so you've got that resistance. Not too much resistance. And just staying steady there. Steady inside your body. Lifting the head up, remember, if you can. Roll the head up. Even if it's just for a moment and bring it down or do the head a couple of times. But we're really focusing on that, the sensations of releasing through resistance. Pulling the leg in so the arm muscles are engaged and wrists. Maintaining that space. And using and encountering, really opening to making the pressure a conscious choice to bring pressure into your body, to make some tension and the resilience, strengthening the muscles by using them. Still there, or have you already come down? Just doing what's right for you. Or go stronger into it if you can. Pull in a little deeper. If things soften, go a bit deeper. Things are a bit too tender, back away. Listening, being present. Again, if you can be, when you do decide to release the holding action, be aware of those moments or when you mentally decide to let go, and then what happens physically when you release the pulling and pushing of the leg. And then the suggestion is to slowly lower that left foot down. So in touch again, not leaving your body, but really being in your body. And how does it feel when the arms and the legs come down? So really noticing what you're doing as you do it. Until things come and meet the ground, kiss the mat, arms come onto the ground, feet come back down. Again, coming back to belly breathing, coming back to your breath, coming back to feeling what's alive in yourself, in the belly and other places, so broad spectrum attention. Slide the arms out wide, out to a cross position, please, arms out to the sides. Arms out wide-ish, relative to shoulders. And once there, tip both knees over to the right. Roll them down to the right. Let them stay there. So choose the right side, please, down to the right. And just leave them there. Take a few moments to get used to keeping the knees there. Roll the head over to the left. So knees are to the right and heads over to the left, and just leaving the head to the left and the knees to the right for a moment. Stringing some moments of being present to your body, not moving them. Again, being aware of when you decide to roll the head back to the middle and bring the knees back to the middle and consciously to the left side and down, both knees down to the left. Rolling the head over to the right side. And pausing there, stopping there, not moving away from there, but feeling there. What's there to be known in the buttocks, in the hips, both sides of the body, neck. And then starting to slowly travel the knees now. Let the knees go one way and down, and the head rolling the other way. So go for a bit of flow now. Choose to move. without stopping, from side to side, gradually or slowly or quickly, knees going one way and the head rolling the other way. Stretching through the sides of the body, lower back, bit of a twist, feeling the knees and the feet, all those different moving parts. Or is there some parts in your body that are unaffected by this movement? Some parts really affected, some parts not so affected. Being open to the whole body. Notice how your attention narrows and hones in on certain places and then goes to other places. Breathing gently into the center and breathing out to the sides. Again, travel or allow your movement to come back into that middle place, back into the center, please. Bringing your any action of the head back to the middle when you're happy to, and the knees back into the middle, back into the center. Lift the knees up over the chest now and hold on to each knee. Bring both knees up, hold on to the knees. Bring the hands onto the tops or the sides of the knees, and we'll guide both knees in. Doesn't have to be a long way, but both knees in. Separate the knees or open the knees out to their respective sides. Take them out. Little way, long way, so both knees making a bigger space between each other. Guide the knees a bit further out from the chest. And then eventually, like magnets, bring the knees back towards each other, in closer towards the midline of the body. Bring the knees again towards the middle of the chest, in and out and down. And back together, both knees doing individual circles. So the hips and the buttocks, thighs and groin, belly getting movement through it, guiding the knees. Smoothing and changing direction again, rolling back the other way. Bring the knees back to neutral, both knees back into the center, and bring both knees, fold the knees straight into the chest now. So bring them in again, and again I would like you to bring them as close as you're happy to leave them in. So we're going to tuck those knees in, so into the, there's pressure in the pelvis and belly, and you're using the arms actively to keep the knees in. The tailbone will just generally be a little bit lifted, there's a stretch through the buttocks. Again, those of you that can lift your head up and squeeze into a little ball. Now, if you can, instead of just holding the knees, maybe hold on to the wrists or the elbows, fold in a little bit tighter. Make yourself into a tight little ball if you can, tucked wound position. And some people like to maintain that tightness for duration, and other people like to consciously dissolve the tension. So if it feels right, let the tension fade out. So give yourself a bit of a conscious break and then transition to squeezing back into tight ball again. So what feels right for you? Are you happy to flow in and out of tension or to stay inside that tension and see what happens? In and out a couple of times. Again, pause or let the tension fade and just keep those knees near the body but holding the knees very lightly now. So not pulling the knees so much into your body but sort of finding a bit of a happy space there. Knees still above you, holding on the knees but not so close, and stretch the legs, both legs up towards the sky, both legs having a stretch up. Again, you might be holding the legs so passively, even resting the arms on the ground if you want to. Again, just holding and taking some breaths here. Explore opening the legs a bit wider if you can, so make a bit more of a V shape, and then guide the legs back towards each other. So keeping the legs upright, you can keep them still if you like, or play a little bit around with opening. Now, if it's uncomfortable to keep the legs straight or semi-straight, bend the knees and just open and close the knees. So choosing, if you're happy to keep those legs straight, and slowly explore opening and closing, or bend the knees and hold the insides or outsides of the knees and do the same exercise with the knees bent, guiding the legs closer and wider apart. Seeing what's right for you today. Not assuming it should be a certain way, and it can be quite frustrating if things aren't working so well in your body, and just being open to using the practice of benefit, which will mean choosing how to move your body, not assuming perhaps it should go that way today. Lower again your legs back down onto the ground, letting go of stretching them up, and slide the legs down long, or resting the legs down somewhere appropriate for your spine, for the conditions that you find yourself today. Let the arms come down into a certain position that feels appropriate for your shoulders and arms today. Leave the head on straight, or an appropriate position for yourself today. If you can, next time you breathe out for a count of four. Breathe in for a count of four. Hold the breath for four. Breathe out for four. So in for four when it's time to breathe in. Hold for four. Out for four. And continuing that cycle, or letting the breath be natural if you prefer to switch back to natural breathing. But awareness of breathing, whether you regulate your breathing or simply feel the natural ebb and flow of being present to the air that you're breathing. Any breathing practice shouldn't be strained or forced. There might be tension in it, but shouldn't be too forced. Let go of that action. Let go of feeling the breath as a vehicle to be present, or continue with your attention on your breathing, but let go of shaping your breath. If you're happy to keep those legs long, great. And do some leg lifts. So if you can, slide the legs a little closer and have the arms by the sides. So arms on the ground by the sides. And if you can, pull the belly in a little bit, so mindful of the belly, and lifting one leg off the ground. So some people like to lift the leg just a little bit off the ground, or lifting that left leg as far as it'll go up to the ceiling, right up or a little bit. And again, if you can, consciously lowering it, so in touch with the effort to feel the thigh, the calf muscle, the heel touch, and even deliberately waiting, and then letting go of the weight finally. Letting go and then swapping over. So really, again, I'll bring you back to being present to slowing down near the end, slowing down when you lift, feeling the challenge where you get to when you take it up, where and why you get to that place, the restrictions in the body that we all have, and how much energy you've got to play today. Leaving one leg on the ground, even though that leg will be active when you lift the other leg, feeling how it's so, the back muscles and shoulders even work when you're lifting legs. Then if you're happy to lift your head up as that leg rises as well, head rises and leg rises, head comes down as the leg comes down. So doing leg lifts now, so feeling free to lift the leg a little bit, or a long way, or doing it from semi-supine. Some people like to do double leg lifts, so if you've got the core strength and your back is really fine for that, and your abdominal muscles are fine for that really, so if you haven't got good abdominal muscles, just stick with the single leg lift, not a problem. Otherwise, do double leg lifts. Repeating the action. If you're doing the head lifting, occasionally just stay down and roll the head and dissipate some of that accumulated tension that tends to happen when we lift the head up unassisted. So you can also bring the hands behind your head if you want to lift the head up with the hands as the leg goes up. So feeling free to modify the instructions so that you're being present to yourself and feeling good in your own practice today. That means leaving things out or doing more sometimes as well. When you come down, let's again just stay down for a moment, or when you do come down, I don't know if you're already down or traveling down or have already stopped, but at some stage, open to stopping. Again, letting your attention just be inside yourself, or again, your attention might be caught on a sound outside, or you might be reviewing things in your mind or thinking about things, and just being open to yourself where your attention goes to now. Practice the conscious art of Shavasana, of just stopping, being as still as you can with yourself and the environment that you find yourself in, inside and outside. Let's go into some twists now. So again, the arms, would you take the arms this time out wide again in the cross position, arms out wide. And so we'll have the legs long, or let's start with left leg long, and bring that right knee up over your chest. And would you take that left hand across onto that right knee? So I'll just say it again, that right arm's on the ground, right knee is up above you, your left hand is on that right knee. And can you just pull that left knee across your body and into this half spinal twist? So taking that right knee across to the left, so that right buttock comes across you a little bit and all the weight pours onto that left buttock. You can turn your head a little bit to that right side, right arm out to that cross position. And if you can, again, pause there. Come into a twist and pause. Be inside the tension in the pelvis and belly. Lots of tension and twists, really. Now, when you want to come out of the twist, just roll the knee back into the center and slide that right leg long. Slide it long when you want to, and then do the same with the left leg. Bring the left knee up above you, right hand goes across, and you pull the knee across your body. And it might go a little bit across you, or even get to 3/4 of the way to the floor to that right side, or maybe it goes all the way onto the floor, just taking it across to when you stop naturally and staying inside the stretch, or moving out of the stretch and rolling the knee back into the middle and sliding the leg long when you want to. So I'd like you to move in your own way now. So open to the challenge if you can, and remember not to hold your breath here. The opposite hand holding the knee, taking the knee across. The spare arm out in a cross position. When the knee goes across you, if you can pause there and even make that spare hand into a fist and pummel a little bit of the buttock or the thigh, you can self massage, press and pummel or bang or tap all around the outside of the hip and underneath the near the back of the hip and around a little bit. So if you feel to stay in the twist and use that spare hand to pummel a bit of the tension. Some people like to go, and it's kind of release, helps to release a bit of tension that way. So self massage or pummeling. Again, doing it on both sides eventually, whenever you can. Great to keep the spine nice and healthy in twists. If you can, turn the head opposite way to the knee. There's tension right through the back. Once more, unwinding out of any holding, coming back into that middle place, flowing back into semi-supine, and taking some moments to bring yourself up to standing. So, leaving the lying down and bringing yourself up to standing. Get yourself up comfortably, stand upright. And we'll just start to a little bit of self massage on the top of the head. So, if you're happy to lightly slap the crown of your head with the hands, a little bit of a tap over the head area, skull area, sides of the head, and do the neck, a little bit of a tap through the neck and throat, fingertips. So, light tapping, massaging, pressing, tapping. If you can, tap over the chest area. Over the belly, a little bit of a tap on the belly, and then start to bang down the over the buttocks. So, slapping the buttocks and down the backs of the legs. So, bend your knees and slap the backs of the legs. Take it all the way down, if you can, all the way down to the calf muscles, ankles. Tap over your feet if you can. And when you decide to come up on the insides of the legs, slapping up on the insides of the calf muscles, insides of the knees, sides of the thighs. So down the backs of the legs and up the insides of the legs. Down and up, pummeling, slapping, up and down. To upright space, pausing up there. Now, keep the body still and open the eyes so you're looking straight ahead. And then, without turning your head, take the eyes straight up, eyes straight up as if you're looking to a point up in between the eyebrows. And slowly take the eyes around in a circle, so right around the periphery. Head's not moving, so we're doing some eye exercises. Eyes around slowly. right around the edge of your periphery, right up to that point in between the eyebrows, and do four or five in one direction. Just letting the eyes go around. How's your breathing going? Then pause and change direction. So remember, not moving the body, just the eyes. And go gently, even though it's going to be a bit straining on the eyes. Take the eyes around the other direction four or five times. Bring the eyes back into center, eyes back into a softer center, and have the arms by the sides, turn the hands around, so rotate the wrists, float the arms up to the sky, so take the arms up, eventually bring those hands together and bring the hands down past the face, so down the midline, bend the knees as the hands come down, so coming down into a bit of a chair pose, bending knees, arms going down. Sweeping the arms out wide, floating the arms up again, straightening your body. If you can, look up at the hands as the hands go up to the ceiling, as the hands come down the midline of your body, bending the knees, lowering the buttocks, as if you're lowering down into a bit of a chair, sitting down and then back up to standing up and down a couple of times. Sweeping movement, so bending the knees a little way, a long way, flowing up and flowing down. Or if you can, lowering down, so you're coming down into this squatting position, knees bent, hands still in that prayer position, and just staying there. Or is it best to flow, going around and up without stopping? The feet and the ankles, knees lowering the body into a chair pose, and then up again, floating the arms up. When we come up or bring yourself up to the standing position, take the feet out wide, wide in the stance. Wide legs, please. Wide legs. And bend that right knee. Take the left hand across to that right knee and down the leg. Slide the left hand to the right knee and down, sliding down. Slide back up, upright your body, open those arms out wide, make a big cross position with the arms, and swap over, bending the left knee and the right hand coming to that left knee or to the shin or down further. You float back up into an open center space, arms out wide and going from side to side. Inhale as you come back to neutral upright position. Exhale as you go down. Or breathe naturally, finding the best way to move your body. If you're comfortable, instead of doing this cross stretch, try sliding both hands down the legs. And resting the hands on the floor, dropping the head down and staying in this stretch. Alternatively, come back to the first action and focus on moving best as you can or coming back into a safer place. If it's easy, walk the hands a bit further out into a wide downward dog position. Again, stay as long as the legs you like and come back up to the upright position. Walk the feet back in. Bring the feet back in. And come down onto the ground, down onto the belly now. Come all the way down onto your front and lie on the belly. Let yourself down, lie yourself down, turn the head to the side, relax for a moment. See what happens. I say relax, but does the body relax? Is there relief lying on the front? Or is there discomfort? What is your experience? Do you need to adjust anything to facilitate a little bit more opening? Are you bracing for tension? What's the tension like in your jaw, through your chest, through the shoulders and arms? Feel. Be open. Let the breath come and go. Pay attention to yourself lying down. If you can, take some longer breaths when you're ready, filling things up, belly and chest. When you breathe out through the mouth, softening and releasing. So when it's right for you, longer breath in and breathing out through the mouth, just sighing or relaxing through the out breath. Let's bring those hands into a push-up position, into cobra practice now. So with cobra, sometimes you might want to have your feet apart, like hip-width apart, feet hip-width apart. Sometimes you might explore having your feet quite wide apart, so larger than hip-width apart, double hip-width apart even, or sometimes you might want to try it with your feet together. So would you explore today in your practice having feet together to start with, do a couple that way, and then feet a little bit wider apart, and feet wider apart again. So hands into a push-up position, either the regular push-up position for cobra, or a different position, but keeping the legs on the ground and pelvis on the ground, push both arms in. So generally we start by looking at the mat, pushing those arms in, lifting. So some people lift a little bit of the chin, throat area, chest, maybe a little bit, maybe it's appropriate for you just to go up just a little bit, or can you straighten those arms a little bit more? How's those legs feeling? Arm shaking, feel the upper body, so pushing. Lower down and relax, let things down. Do it a couple of times. Remember, just explore to open the feet sometimes and have a little bit of a wider leg position just to feel the difference. Navigate yourself to the best position for the legs. So we're going to do this upper body, leaving the legs on the ground. Try and tense the legs, but tense, tighten the thighs and buttocks when you go into cobra. Tends to support the back, pushing into the ground. Splay those fingers nice and wide, so good for strengthening the wrists and shoulders and arms, weight bearing. Up and down. Or try super slow going up, pausing at the top, and deliberately, slowly coming down. So really working the arms a little bit, working the shoulders. I would suggest you practice holding this pose, even if it's for one breath staying up there or longer. Great to do backward bending, stimulating, getting a bit of heat in the body, working the body, weight bearing. Or does your practice need to be a bit softer? Does it feel good to leave this one out? What are you feeling right now? stronger, softer, or medium? How's those legs going? How's the pelvis feeling? How's the belly getting stretched, the compression through that lower back? When you come down, turn the head to the side and soften the arms and elbows. And gift yourself some moments where you don't need to work. And also gift yourself some moments of working. So if you're a person that works a lot, you might want to spend a little bit more time in softer places. Or if you've had quite a mellow day, maybe working yourself a little bit now. Balancing out some energies in your body. Using the practice as a balancing to feel better, to think clearer, to just move and access moving your body better. And that requires you to pay attention to how you're using it. Bring those hands back into a push-up position if you're not. Push up through and come back through into the child pose. So fold, lower the buttocks down towards the ankles, have the knees wide apart, wide-ish apart, and lower the face and throat and chest and belly down towards the mat. Some people leave the arms out to the front, some people slide the hands or elbows onto the ground and even rest their forehead on their forearms or make hands into fists, but rest your head on something so your head can rest. That might mean lifting the hips up high. For some people, the hips can be down low, but rest your forehead down. Try and create a resting pose through the upper body anyway. The feet will have pressure in, the ankles, the knees, the back, that lower back will have lots of pressure in generally in these positions. Nothing to do, just to be there. Or do you find your mind wandering? Is your body, what's in your body, what's in your mind, moment to moment? Let go of trying to judge and just take some moments to be with the tension, with yourself. Would you be aware of when you decide to come out? How do you feel as you unwind, come out of the position? We'll come out and we'll come around to a sitting position now. Come around to a sitting position and we'll come into a V-shaped leg position. So sliding the legs out wide. Sitting on the buttocks, of course, sitting. V-shaped legs. Now, if it's very tight, bend the knees. Otherwise, legs straight, but in a V-shape. And start by just taking that right hand onto the ground, out to the right, of course. And if you can, lift that left arm up and take it over your head and over to the right. So draping yourself, leaning a little bit to that right side, maybe bending that right elbow. Nice flow back through the center. Change sides. Left hand comes down. Right arm sweeps up across the sky and leaning over to that left side, a little bit of a side stretch. So keep it side to side, just legs stay in a V and one arm supporting, other arm going across you, side to side a little way. Just warming up a little bit through the body. And then leave the hands and bring those hands together out in front of you. Interlace the fingers and start doing a stirring action. Lean to the side, lean back, lean forward, as if you're stirring a large pot, rolling the body around in a circle. Circling, sweeping around in the best circles you can go into. Change direction, flow back the other way. nice, keep it appropriate. Small circles are fine, big circles are fine. And then come into the middle, let go of the hands, and place the hands onto the ground out in front of you. And let the body tip forward until you can stay in a stretch that's not too strong. I know it's going to be a strong stretch, but you don't need to force your head down or chest down. Just dropping into it. Legs in this V shape and leaning forward, using the hands. You can even really rest the hands, even push back a little bit in the hand, so make it softer. If you're happy to, you can catch hold of your feet and lean further forward, but into this strong leg stretch. Focusing again on your breathing pattern, leg pattern, tension levels. Taking some longer breaths in if you can, sighing out through the mouth, feeling the pressure. Again, letting the action go of that stretch and the relief of coming out, coming back into the middle and coming into a cross-legged position, crossing the legs over or sitting appropriately for your body, whether it's just the legs a bit closer or sitting cross-legged, resting the hands on the knees or making a little bowl shape to rest your hands into, sitting appropriately for your body. And having an upright spine, so not slouching, but not being too rigid. Sitting upright for a moment. Closing your eyes or leaving the eyes open. Place that left hand over the middle of the chest. Left hand resting on the chest. Right hand rests on top of the left hand. Left hand in the middle of the chest, just softly resting against the chest, right hand over it, and bringing the elbows nice and close to your body, soft arms, soft hand contact, resting the hands in the middle of the chest, left hand on the chest, right hand over it, and focus your attention on your hands and your breathing and body. Feeling each breath as clearly as you can. The inhale and expansion, the little pause, the exhale, the different sensations as you breathe out, breath to breath. If you can, again, breathe in for four, hold the breath for four. And breathe out for four. Thank you for your time on this day for your practice. Go to the next track for the meditation when you're ready. Namaste.